We'll move on to agenda item number two, PR-2022-006568, SD-2023-001-47. Preliminary plat, sketch plat was on 8/16/23. The group, Ron Hensley, agent for Design Development Group, LLC, requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lots 4 and 5, Block 16, Track 3, North Albuquerque Acres, zoned R1C, located at 9200 Wilshire Avenue Northwest between La Ventura and Holbrook, containing approximately 1.99 acres. This has been deferred four times. The property owners are Al Sabias and Abdul Fatah. Subdivision of two lots and eight lots with right-of-way dedication. Mr. Hensley, would you state your name and address for the record?
Ron Hensley, 300 Branding Iron Road, Southeast, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87124.
Okay, do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Would you provide an update and supplemental for agenda item number two?
Yes, this is a subdivision of two lots into eight lots. It was deferred to allow review of our supplemental submittal. And we also, in a second supplemental submittal, provided a response to the neighborhood comments, or not neighborhood, but an adjoining property owner comments. And we provided a response to that and justification for our plan.
This is hearing officer. Thank you. I'm going to turn to the public. Is there anybody in the public on agenda item number two that would like to speak to this case? Okay, seeing none. This is hearing officer Bohannon. Mr. Hensley, I did read your record, your letter response to the adjoining neighbor, and I appreciate that. We'll proceed with the DFT members. We'll start with the Water Authority, Mr. Huell.
This is Andre Huell with the Water Authority. We have an availability statement 220926, which identifies the condition of service. We were a little bit concerned with the infrastructure list that identified a fire hydrant with a 4-inch water line that was extended into the cul-de-sac. So we would like to, we don't have any issues with the preliminary plat, other than we would like to see a proposed site utility plan of how you would be installing the water and sewer and the fire hydrant location.
So this is hearing officer Bohannon. So one of the conditions that you would have is an updated infrastructure list and a financial guarantee reflecting the utilities expansion for the final plat?
That's correct.
Okay. If I could get you to put that into the chat for me as well.
To include. All right.
Okay. This is hearing officer Bohannon. We'll proceed to code enforcement. Jeff?
Yes, this is Jeff Ballmer with code enforcement. All prior comments have been addressed. We have no further comments and no objections.
Hearing officer Bohannon, thank you. We'll proceed to Parks and Recreation, Ms. Phelan. That she's trying to find her mute button. We'll come back to Ms. Phelan. We'll proceed to hydrology. Mr. Chen.
The Quan Chen Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading drainage plan with the engineer's stamp date of May 1st, 2023. Hydrology has no objection to the plating action.
Okay. This is hearing officer Bohannon. Thank you very much. We'll proceed to transportation. Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. All comments have been addressed. No objection.
This is hearing officer Bohannon. Thank you very much. We'll proceed to planning.
Hello, this is Bonnie Strange with planning. Lots 3 and 6 have been revised from the previous sketch plot submittal and now meet contextual and lot size standards. There's an infrastructure list included with the major preliminary plat submittal submitted 10/11/2023. An approved financial guarantee and recorded infrastructure improvements agreement must be submitted prior to final sign-off of the plat, should the plat be approved by the DHO. Wilshire Avenue is classified as an urban local road and per DPM requires 5-foot sidewalk and 4 to 6 foot landscape buffer. Planning is requesting that you include the 4-foot to 6-foot landscape buffer on the infrastructure list. Also on the infrastructure list, note number 2 currently states that pond must satisfy the final stabilization criteria. Planning is requiring that the note number 2 shall state that the pond shall be stabilized according to Albuquerque City Specification 10-13 or better. As you move forward with this project, please reference IDO 53E subdivision access and circulation regarding street connectivity and level of connectivity required. All street network designs must be in compliance with Mr. Cog long range roadway system map, the long range transportation system guide of the Metropolitan Transportation Plan, and the DPM. A comment letter was submitted on 10/10/2023 by property owner Brian Handing, located at 8619 Vintner Court Northeast. The comments proposed an alternative layout to access the subdivision from Vintner Drive Northeast with the intent to create a design that is complementary to the existing surroundings and address grading concerns and wall height on the subject property. The applicant has responded to comments with a supplemental submittal for October 25th DHO hearing and a grading exhibit. The applicant has stated that the reason for not accessing the proposed subdivision from Vintner Court is that it would reduce the quantity of lots from 8 proposed lots to 7 proposed lots and result in an increase of cost of the remaining lots to an unacceptable level. So I would like to ask the applicant, Mr. Hensley, what is the proposed wall height on the south side?
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Before we do that, Mr. Shaw, you have your hand raised.
Mr. Hearing Officer, I could wait after this. I could just bring it up real quick. This is Shahab Beazar. I just was wondering if there was any lighting included on the infrastructure lists or transportation head.
So this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. We can identify that one is the infrastructure list is going to have to be updated for the various departments. And so I was going to have the applicant coordinate with that prior to the final plat and that condition that on the final plat.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon again. Mr. Hensley, can you address Ms. Strange's comments about the retaining wall on the south side or the wall on the south side as well as the wall on the west side, I believe?
This is Ron Hensley. Wall on the west side, there will be a 6-foot retaining wall adjacent to the existing wall that should have been constructed as a retaining wall on the west side. So we will have to install that retaining wall to allow for the fill that should have been constructed when the subdivision was built. And then there will be an offset to a garden wall that will be anywhere from 4 to 6 feet high, offset from that retaining wall.
Okay. This is Hearing Officer Cohen. One of the other things that Ms. Strange pointed out was the connectivity of the IDO. Did you have a chance to look at that connectivity section at all?
This is Ron Hensley. I really didn't understand the comment, given that we are providing a connection to Wilshire. with appropriate connectivity. I believe we're in compliance with all the DPM requirements, MRCOG.
Mr. Cog.
Yeah, Mr. Cog. The long range street plan. So I believe the preliminary plat is in compliance with all those requirements.
This is here now. I think if you could address, I understand, and I'll go back to Ms. Strange to articulate that. Could you address the wall height on the south side of the project as well?
The wall on the south side will also have a retaining wall. There's an existing retaining wall along the south boundary. We will be offsetting a garden wall from that existing retaining wall. So on the south side, there will be, should be no change to the existing retaining wall.
This hearing officer, thank you very much. Ms. Strange, could you respond if that, I mean, it appears to me that the wall heights and setbacks would meet the criteria of the IDO and the DPM. If you have additional questions to articulate that, that'd be great. And then also if you could articulate your connectivity comment as well.
Sure, thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Bonnie Strange with planning. The subdivision access and circulation for street connectivity, I just wanted to reference that in our comments to just address it and make sure it's been addressed. At this point, I'm addressing the comments from the property owner at 8619 Vintner, and would just like some clarification on some of the items the property owner is concerned about.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Have you had any further communication? I didn't see any in the file from the property owner. Has he made any additional comments to either you, Ms. Strange, or Mr. Hensley? Have they reached out to you?
Mr. Hearing Officer, we've only received comments from 10-10-2023, which are the ones that I'm addressing at the moment.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you. Mr. Hensley, have you heard from the adjoining property owner?
This is Ron Hensley. No, I haven't heard anything since the original comments. I wanted to add that the financial consideration wasn't the only reason for not considering the Vintner Court connection. As I mentioned, there's an existing retaining wall along the south and along Vintner Court or Vintner Drive currently. To lower the site to that elevation would require a substantial amount of cut and export through that neighborhood, which is impractical.
This is Hearing Officer. Thank you, Mr. Hensley. Strange, before I go to Mr. Biazar, could you put in the chat any conditions that you have on your infrastructure list? And then also if I'm assuming they don't have an AGIS file and a few of the other items we'd probably need to have as the normal PR SD notes, any other additional notes that you see in your review? Thank you. Mr. Biazar,
Mr. Hand Officer, Sishaha Biazar, it was mentioned that there's going to be a garden wall built along the south property line, offsetted from the existing retaining wall. I just wanted to make sure that it's not going to be built on top of the, I think that's a proposed utility easement along lot 5. I just wanted to make sure that that's not going to be built right in the center of that easement.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. I recognize that as well. That is something that they will have to address at the time of construction. And we still have the final plat. So they will need a final grading and drainage plan that will need to be approved by Mr. Chin's office. And that's something I know they look for very diligently.
So, thank you, sir.
Okay. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Ms. Strange, do you have all of your conditions in there? You do.
I'm working. Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Bonnie Strange with planning. I'm currently entering in our conditions. I did want to address some of the neighbors' concerns about the proposed subdivision, and there were a few more in here that what is the height of the wall on the south side going to be?
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. I believe Mr. Hensley testified that there's an existing 6-foot wall, a retaining wall on the south side, and that he was going to do a new garden wall. But I don't, you're right, I didn't hear a height. Mr. Hensley, would you provide the height of that retaining wall, garden wall combination for the record? Mr. Hensley? This hasn't happened before. Mr. Hensley?
My apologies. I couldn't get to my screen to unmute. I am reviewing the details on the grading plan. The proposed wall, as I said, will be adjacent to the existing wall, to make sure that there is no structural impact to the existing walls. And the proposed wall on the south property line will be anywhere from 2 to 3 feet above the existing wall. So, as detailed on the grading plan, the south property line wall is a combination garden wall retaining wall with a maximum height of 6 feet above grade exposed. And that 6 feet in height would be 2 to 3 feet above the existing wall to the south. If I could share my screen, I think it would, I could.
Yeah, that would be a good, if you've got a visual, that would help a lot.
You're a co-host now, Mr. Hensley.
It would just stop sharing, so.
There you go.
Yeah, Jay, you need to
override my sharing, but sure. Go ahead, sir. You're ready. You can share your screen.
Okay. Can you see my screen?
No.
Okay.
I see.
There we go.
This is
what would be the east half of the south property line wall, showing the drainage swale going to Vintner and the combination retaining wall, garden wall, and existing wall.
This is Hearing Officer. It just goes to show you a picture is worth a thousand words. That actually helps out a lot. So, okay, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Ms. Strange, do you, I did not see any issues with the application. Are you aware of any application or any issues that this project, proposed project, doesn't meet the IDO or the DPM?
This is Bonnie Strange with planning. Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. No, I just wanted to address some of the neighborhood concerns. But that exhibit actually is very helpful. So the neighbors to the south of this proposed plat, they will be looking at the same wall that they already have.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. They will be looking at a taller wall. They'll be looking at their existing wall, then a wall above that. So let me Let me pause and we'll go to first to Ms. Wolfley, and then we'll go to Mr. Villazar. Ms. Wolfley.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This graphic that Mr. Hensley displayed, it sounded as if this was Vintner coming into the subdivision and not the south property wall. So if he could clarify what this graphic is depicting.
This is depicting the east half of the southern boundary wall. The other half would represent section one that is being displayed.
So this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Hensley, why don't you go away from the details and go to the overall plan view of the grading plan and show which sections are applicable. Thank you.
This is the section five. As I said, the east half of that wall, where there's the wall will be garden wall on top of retaining wall. The west half of that wall on the southern boundary will follow section one, which is a retaining wall to protect the existing wall, and then an offset garden wall.
Okay, and so that you have the other sections. Why don't you, for the record, just go around. And I just want to also say for the record, because we've had input from the neighbors, we're taking a little bit more time on this case to get into the record how the project will be viewed from the adjoining neighbors as well. So if you could just walk through your other wall sections for the record.
Yeah, and if we could just zoom in on that one section, the one section at property line. Yeah.
This is the property line section on the west boundary and on the west half of the south boundary.
Okay. And then this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. If you could go to the north part of the subdivision, walk through those two wall sections.
Right. Yes, we have two wall sections, one where the subdivision is above the roadway and one where the subdivision is below the roadway. Here is the example of the cross-section of the lot that's above the roadway. And this is the cross-section of the lot that is below the roadway. Mm-hmm. And that encompasses the north property line.
This is Hearing Officer. Thank you, Mr. Biazar. You've got your hand up.
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Biazar. So I was just going to have a question for code enforcement on the wall height restrictions. Is there any wall height restrictions, anything over 6 feet that would require variance? Mm-hmm. Then also I was going to mention that the footing it does encroach into the utility easement for the wall section shown along that easement.
This is Hearing Officer Bohan. I'll let Jeff weigh in, but it appears what I thought that utility easement is actually more of a drainage easement. I was viewing it as a utility easement as well, but it's actually a drainage easement.
Okay.
That conveys those flows over to the cul-de-sac that then conveys the flows north. Mr. Palmer, you want to weigh in?
Yes. Can you zoom back in again on those fence sections? So with the step back on the fence, anything over 6 feet, if it's a retaining wall, anything over 2 feet in height would require a building permit, of course. Anything over 6 feet in height would require a building permit. And anything over, I would have to look at it in this area. Where exactly are these fences going? Again, I apologize. Because are they going to be in the perimeter area or around each property?
This is Hearing Officer Bohanna. Mr. Hensley, you want to address that? We will need to do Zoom schools for mute buttons. Mr. Hensley? Ooh. I don't see him anymore. Angela, do you see Mr. Hensley in the chat room?
I do not.
Ooh. Okay. So, Mr. Palmer, let me provide you my interpretation of where those walls are going.
Thank you.
Based on where they're at, they're on the perimeter, all along the perimeter. The combination retaining wall is on the south side, and it'll be an offset wall from the west side of the court to the east. Going north along the east property line, you have a retaining wall with an offset garden wall. And then you have combinations of retaining wall and offset walls along Wilshire Boulevard as well. I see Mr. Hensley back in the audience. Mr. Hensley, let me do this. Mr. Palmer, would you restate your question? And Mr. Hensley, you can answer it for the record.
And again, I apologize. I was distracted through some of the conversation about the fence and would like clarification on where these walls are going to be in relation to the perimeter of the properties. Are we talking at the rear of the properties? Are there some that's going to be along the side or the front? But if you could clarify again that for me.
Well, the only walls constructed with this subdivision will be the perimeter wall, which will be at the property line with the retaining walls and then offset with the garden walls, with the exception of the lot that is below the adjacent street, which will have a combination retaining wall, garden wall, and the wall that we've been discussing along the south boundary that will have a combination retaining wall, garden wall. All of these will be at the property line with the exception of the offset garden walls.
This is Hearing Officer. Mr. Palmer, it's my opinion he will have to do a wall permit for a majority, if not all of the walls, for this project.
Right, and there may be a need to get a variance. That's the one thing I was wanting to take a little look at, and maybe we'll need to take a little bit time in looking at that to see
so
in relation to their location on the lot, if it's along the street there on the sidewall, you know, how far does it extend out? If it extends in, could you zoom in and scan through the different wall designs again for me?
So, this is Hearing Officer Bohanna. Mr. Palmer, what I'm going to do is, this is preliminary plat today.
Oh, okay.
So I am going to go ahead and rule. And part of the conditions is part of the final plat is they will have to have a final grading and drainage plan submittal to hydrology, where they're going to have to detail these lots out as well. I think there wouldn't be a condition on the final plat approval for walls. It would be at the time of construction. But what we can do is it is in the record, and it can be part of the grading and drainage review. And if it comes up during that review that they would need a variance, hydrology would probably point that out, or at least point them to that. And I can also make that a condition as well as my proceedings today.
Okay, that would be acceptable, that they would pursue, as they get ready for that time, pursue either the building permit and or fence permit or variance as is required by the IDO.
Okay, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Ms. Strange, finally, any additional comments, but if not, I'm about ready to take action on this. And do you have
thank you, Mr.
And do you have all your conditions in the chat?
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. Yes, I do. I just also wanted to state that a final plat submittal must be received within 1 year after the approval of the preliminary plat, should the preliminary plat be approved by the DHO.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Hensley, any final comments?
This is Ron Hensley. I believe that all the wall heights are in compliance with the IDO maximums. The wall height is exceeded, we have the required offsets. So I believe we're in compliance.
Okay, this is Heron Offsohan. Thank you. I am ready to make a motion on this, or actually,
Mr. Hearing Officer, I think you have the city engineer and myself wanting to make a comment.
Sorry, too many screens. Hearing Officer Bohannon, we'll go with you, Ms. Wolfley. Thank you for drawing my attention. Yeah.
I just wanted to point out that the IDO requires variances to be obtained before a plat can be approved. And even though something is a preliminary plat, we can't get too generous about work done later, like a variance. I'm not sure. I'd be interested to hear Mr. Biazar's comment on that as well.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you for pointing that out, Mr. Biazar.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Biazar. I just wanted to mention that along the main street, I believe the corner lots, the first 20 feet, the maximum wall height, I believe I wanted to confirm with code enforcement, is 3 feet high. They cannot exceed more than 3 feet. So that, I believe that's it. It's not meeting the IDO requirement, as Mr. Hensley mentioned. And I don't know in the back if the maximum height is 6 feet, or I mean anything above 6 feet will require variance as well, because I know one of the details, it's almost up to 8 feet. But I just, you know, but definitely along Wilshire, I believe they don't meet the IDO requirements and they will require variance. But I'll still.
This is Harry Officer Bohannon. Thank you, Mr. Biazar. Mr. Hensley, can you address that detail along Wilshire? And then I'll go back to Mr. Palmer.
Well, I believe that the reference that the city engineer is referencing is within the sightline triangles and the first 20 feet of the frontage of the lot. The wall heights within what is shown as curve one and curve two, or curve seven, will be within the IDO limitations, given the pad elevations of lots one and eight at the intersection will be comparable to the elevation of the street. So the you know, where the street connection is, the wall heights will be minimal. The wall heights shown in the section details were the maximum that would be seen. So as the we approach the intersection, we wouldn't have an issue with the wall heights or the site distance. And it is my understanding that the maximum wall height is 8 feet, and we are below those requirements.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Let me try to articulate it a little bit better. What Mr. Biazar and Mr. Palmer are saying is on the side yards, and if I can share my screen, Jay, thank you. On the side yards of these front two lots, in this reach here and here, you have a maximum wall height by code of 3 feet. And so what the question is today is, do you exceed that height with this plan right today, to the best of your knowledge? And there's not enough detail for me to determine that right now. Do you exceed that wall height in that area? Because that would require variance. And then what Ms. Wolfley pointed out is we'd have to have that variance acted on before we we took action today. So if you could address that question.
Yes. This is Ron Hensley. The garden wall or privacy wall would not extend past the pad. The front 20 feet will not have a privacy wall, and the retaining wall, as you can see from the elevations, is only 2 feet above flow line. So the wall height within that curve in the first 20 feet of the property will not require a variance and will be below the required wall heights.
So this is Professor Bohannon. When would the wall step up along Wilson Avenue?
At the 20-foot setback aligned with the pad. That's where the privacy wall would start, and the wall height would exceed that 3 feet.
So it'd be 20 feet from this point to this point would be less than 3 feet, but at that point you would step up to what wall height?
It would start stepping up all the way to 6 foot in height at the west end. So it starts 20 feet back from the corner, and starting at the wall height, you know, as that flow line elevation that you're showing of 8863 and the top of wall at 90, you know, shows basically a 1 foot difference between back a sidewalk and the lot. That will transition up from that 6 inches to 1 foot at the 20 foot line to the 6 foot at the west corner.
Okay. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you, Mr. Biazar, and then I'm going to go to Mr. Palmer.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hearing Officer. I don't mean to beat this one to death, but the section, it was showing a garden wall on top of the retaining wall. So the combination of both, you know, if you go to section 1-2, I just wanted to make sure that that will not happen. If you look at the section of the retaining wall, they're proposing a garden wall on top of the retaining wall, but it does exceed the height. But as long as the understanding is there that the maximum height is 3 feet, then we're good to go.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you. Mr. Palmer, what I'm hearing is, short of a little bit more detail, and we can put that as a condition of finding that they are meeting the IDO requirements or will meet the IDO requirements and the DPM requirements. If that changes, then during subsequent review, then they will lose the preliminary plat. They get the joy of going back to go and not and starting over. Do you have enough today to feel comfortable with that, or do you want additional details provided to allow the preliminary plat to move forward?
Thank you. This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. Unfortunately, I did not seem to have access to a copy of that layout that shows the walls. So that just popped up today. I am concerned, as Mr. Biazar, and I appreciate his sketching that during the period of my distraction there, that if there are areas where the retaining wall height and the wall above it are combined, they may be indeed exceeding and would require a variance. I can't tell from what is submitted what the wall height is going to be at what location in the yard, which is critical. The street side yard, it is limited to 6 feet in height. If you have a 2 foot retaining wall and a 6 foot wall on top of that, now you've got 8 feet in height, would require variance. If there is a step back significant, then we would be okay. But it wasn't real clear to me where that would happen. And that's what I would need to feel comfortable with the whole scenario as to whether, as far as making a determination, whether they would need a variance or not need a variance. I really can't tell from the just looking at that briefly today, and I didn't get to see real closely all of the portions of the diagrams that would and get them matched up with the right areas. If there's some way we can get a little more time to look at that or get a copy of that to look at, I'd be happy to make a firmer determination. But And if you can figure a way that we can do that and move forward and with the requirement that those are corrected for the final plat, I'm fine with that as well.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. We have some new protocol that the preliminary and final plat have to be in substantial compliance with each other. I'm going to go to Mr. Hensley. And Mr. Hensley, I'm going to also say that basically, I understand what you're trying to do. The detail isn't there, but I understand what you're trying to do. Would it make sense to defer this for 2 weeks to allow you to have that detail? Because if indeed what the city engineer and Mr. Palmer has pointed out, you are going to have to go to the ZHE for that variance, and then basically start over with the preliminary plat. So if you could kind of respond to the latter first, I'd appreciate it.
Well, I think we've provided in the grading and drainage plan enough detail to evaluate compliance with the IDO. Still maintain that no variance will be required. And if one is required, then as stated, we would have to come back with a new submittal for preliminary plat. So I believe a condition that all walls will comply with the IDO as a condition of the plat, I think is adequate. Can be addressed as permits are applied for. As I said, we are not requesting a variance and we do not believe one is required.
Okay, this is thank you, Mr. And you've convinced me you understand the process that we'll go through. We'll go with Mr. Rodenbeck and then with Mr. Biazon.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Mr. Hensley, can you confirm if you included that grading and drainage plan with any of your submittals that you submitted for this preliminary plat? I know that you would have had the concurrence of hydrology for this to get your preliminary plat accepted and processed and heard, but did you include the actual grading and drainage plan in the submittal? Because Mr. Palmer didn't see it in there. And we also, I'll just note too, have, it sounds like, or it looks like in the chat room, a Dale Dawson, who I believe is an adjacent homeowner, and states in the chat that adjacent homeowners did not receive the diagram, which include the walls either. I'm just wondering, did you have that in your submittals for the preliminary plat?
This is Ron Hensley. I'm trying to find my a copy of my submittal, but given that it is a required attachment,
Mr. Hearing Officer.
Hang on, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Ms. Strange, Mr. Hensley, why don't you look a little bit? We'll go to Ms. Strange and then to Mr. Biazar and then to the public.
This is Bonnie Strange with planning. The grading and drainage plan was provided in the submittal for preliminary plat that was made on August 25th, I believe, 23rd for preliminary plat. It is in the original submittal package.
Thanks for that confirmation.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Biazar.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Biazar. I think with just providing the condition on the approval, I think we should be fine to move forward if you decide to move that forward. I mean, either way, I guess if something happens, they will have to come back and amend the approval of the preliminary plat. But I think we should be fine, in my opinion, to move forward with that condition.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. I probably concur with that. I'm going to go to back to the public. Adil R., you have your hand raised. If you could state your name and address for the public, for the record, and I can swear you in. Adil R., if you could unmute, turn your phone on or your camera on.
Mr. Resby.
Good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. Can you hear me?
I can. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. I can.
Yes, sir. This is Adil Rizvi, 7515 Treviso Northeast, Albuquerque 87113. Mr. Rizzi,
do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Proceed.
Mr. Hearing Officer, we have this property under contract to close at the end of the month, and I have provided all the information to Mr. Jay about our contracts and all that. So it's critical that we get our approval today. We have an approved grading and drainage plan that was approved months ago. We have redesigned this site maybe three times to minimize the retaining wall situations. As you can see on the southwest corner of the property, there's a hole, and there's a difference of about 16 to 18 feet from the northeast to the southwest. So given all the constraints that we have in today's world, I think we have done a pretty good job in trying to make sense out of this development. we have looked into connecting to Vintners Court, that because we developed the property to the east many years ago, and we also developed the property to the west many years ago, but it's just not feasible to do that. So I request the board to approve the preliminary plat, and whatever conditions are there, we will try to meet that. Thank you.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you, Mr. Ruiz. It's not a board, it's just a hearing officer. I got enough information that I am going to rule on this case. Let me grab my agenda. In the matter of PR-2022-00656A, SD-2023-00147, the preliminary plat, I approve that application, as the application meets all of the requirements of the IDO and DPM with the following conditions. Condition number one, a revised infrastructure list to comply with an approved proposed utility plan for water lines, fire hydrants, and sewer lines extensions, include utility extensions in the II financial guarantees. Condition number three, an AGIS DXF file be submitted and approved for final plat. Condition number four, an update to the infrastructure list to include 4 to 6 foot landscape buffer, and a revision to note number two on the infrastructure list to state that the pond shall be stabilized according to Albuquerque City Specification 10-13 or better. And a condition, I think I'm five, utility clearance walls and fences that run parallel to and contain within utility easements are prohibited, in addition to the building setbacks and encroachments to this section, section 14-16-5-1, the DPM or the facility plan for electric systems transmission generation, as amended, may have additional requirements for development near utilities. So they will need to comply with that. And finally, all wall heights and necessary setbacks will be in compliance with the grading plan and the DPM per the IDO. In the event that a variance is needed, then the preliminary plat will have to be reapplied for. Staff, if there's any other conditions that I missed? Seeing none, Mr. Hensley, any questions on the conditions?
This is Ron Hensley. I believe all the conditions are understood and we will abide by them.
Thank you very much. Mr. Rizzi and Mr. Hensley, good luck in your application, and we'll see you at the final plat.
Thank you very much.